This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yeah, I know. Gosh, he doesn't sound healthy this morning. No, I just returned from an almost week-long teaching experience up in Minneapolis. Back to Salt Lake, and all the time I put into the preparation of my presentations and teaching new doctors and up too late, up too early, just finally taxed my immune system to where my body decided, all right, it's time to clean house. And I haven't had an experience like this, honestly, since years, even before COVID showed up. And I feel much better than I sound. I just wanted to say this up front because I know there's no way of getting around that I sound a little hoarse. And these are, you know, it's mostly a detoxing experience that takes place. You just overwork the system, overtax. The immune system begins to suffer because it requires an awful lot of energy of its own. And so when it gets stretched out, you become susceptible for the bacteria that live inside you. And remember that, you know, we're full of bacteria. There's no getting away with it or from it. I've mentioned this before, and I will say it again, and probably will again in the future. From your mouth to the bottom, this long tube that we call the digestive tract is so loaded with bacteria and parasites, good parasites, mind you, good bacteria. Yes, there's some bad bacteria in there, but the good bacteria keeps it at bay if you're healthy. And viruses, both good and bad, mostly good. Yes, there are good viruses. That's what's kept our species alive on this planet for as long as we've been here. This is the incredible immune system that works in conjunction with the microbiome that exists in the gut. In fact, 80% of your immune system is in the gut because of that very thin wall between what is passing through the small intestine and then into the large intestine and the bloodstream on the other side of that very thin wall. 80% of your immune system is located right there. And when we get a little taxed, as I said, energy-wise, and start to drag a little bit, we become susceptible to an overgrowth of some of the bacteria. And then the body says, okay, time to clean house. Get a little bit of a fever. And why do you get a fever when you start to get sick? Because your immune system springs into action much quicker at a higher temperature, 100, 101. We've always been told that viral problems are usually 100 to 101 temperature. Bacteria will go up to 103 or more. There's a pediatrician that I'm aware of in the Salt Lake area who sees the children medically of a lady that I take care of, naturally, taking care of her and her son and daughter. And her pediatrician told her, hey, if the temperature doesn't reach 105, don't worry about it. If it gets up to 105, then we might have a problem and you might want to get to the ER. But short of that, rest, keep them warm, plenty of fluids, love them, leave them alone, and let their body work through the natural process of immune response to bacteria. And one of the most powerful immune responses is to raise the temperature. There's been some interesting research that's come out of Africa, as well as the Huntsman Cancer Institute here in Salt Lake City, that they notice certain kinds of cancers disappear rather quickly if the body is induced with something that would give it a fever. So the theory is, and they claim that they are still in the process of researching this, that if they induce a measles infection with someone with cancer, because the measles will raise the temperature of the body, making your immune response more active, it seems to have a more positive effect on destroying the cancer. Now, I heard that coming out of Africa, and I heard that coming out of the Huntsman Institute about the same time, just before COVID. And I haven't heard anything since. But it only makes sense from what I was taught in immunology when I was in school. So when you get a fever, it doesn't mean there's something wrong. You get a fever, it means your immune system has put out a 2 or 3 alarm fire signal and say, hey, you know, we got some things here we need to take care of. We're going to raise the temperature to get all these white blood cells that have been, you know, not AWOL, but a little lazy lately. We're going to get them back into service and get them moving. So what do you do when you have a fever? If it's a little baby and it's your first child, I mean, this is panic city. If you're not familiar with the natural process of a fever, when you're a new parent with a new baby and the baby is, you know, kicking and crying and obviously in some form of distress, it's not the bug that caused that. It's the body's response to the presence of a bug. Just like the same thing with me. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor, but that's the title we use for the nutrition aspect because it brings the Forbidden Doctor inside you alive. And you can get more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com on that. But as I'm talking about fever here, if you can understand this concept, you're coming a long way towards your dependence on drugs. And that's this. When you get sick, and you sound a little hoarse like I am right now because of the inflammation in my throat. But I feel much better than I sound because I'm on the tail end of this experience. But you get a little feverish, you might get nauseous, you might vomit, you might have some diarrhea. You're going to have a temperature that goes on for a while. There's going to be some aches and pains. It's not the bug that caused that. It's causing that right now. It's your body's response to the presence of that bug that's causing that. And so inside that deep Forbidden Doctor center inside your body that says, all right, it's time to clean house. We're just going to, it's time. So what happens? There's some swelling. The lymphatic system's draining, stuff that's been piling up, debris, protein metabolites. Other things that you've been breathing, you've been eating, you've been on your skin, all these kinds of things that you've been going through recently that have been building up a certain level of toxicity inside the body. And then the body decides, well, we're going to detox. We're going to detox through the sinus mucosa. We're going to detox through the throat mucosa. And then all of a sudden you think, oh, my gosh, I got a cold. And you got a low-grade fever for a while because your immune system turned that fever up. It released pyrogens that turn up the temperature of the body, mostly coming out of the liver. The liver is what keeps your body warm, incidentally. Your core temperature is pretty well controlled by the liver. And all the blood running through the liver keeps warm as it gets to the extremity areas of the body. And so the body is using this as an opportunity to detoxify itself. And it will, wherever the inflammation is, and it could be in the colon. You could have, you know, a series of diarrhea episodes for a few days. Could be cardiopulmonary. Blood pressure goes up a little bit, maybe a little bit of tachycardia. Not tachycardia, but your heart rate speeds up a little bit. Not enough for tachycardia. And your lungs have been accumulating all the stuff you've been breathing in, and it's having a hard time getting all of this stuff out, especially if you're in a toxic area. By toxic, I mean lots of dust, other kinds of filtrates that are collecting that, you know, the filters and the furnaces haven't been cleaned or something that's stirred up a dust level that you can't see. It's not like a big dust storm blowing across the desert, just the dust that's in the air. These things accumulate in the lungs. Your body has this thing called an elevator system inside the lungs with the cilia and all the hairs that line, little itty-bitty tiny hairs that line the lungs, the lining of the lungs, the alveoli, everything else, that's constantly kind of waving up, 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 up to move this kind of debris up to the bronchi, up to the throat so you can cough it out. But sometimes it gets overburdened, and the stuff starts to build up. And so I haven't been through an experience like this literally in years, and it finally caught up to me. And so that's why I sound like I sound. But I feel really good. I've been taking the supplements that are aimed at empowering the immune system. And as we're going into the cold and flu season, a lot more of you will probably, especially around the holidays, start having experiences with cold, chest cold, sinus cold, a little bit of the flu, whatever else. Someone's going to come along and say, oh, you got COVID. No, you don't have COVID. Even if the home test says you have COVID, you don't have COVID. You want to read the fine print that's on the little insert in the packet that came with the COVID with your home test. You'll break out in a smile when you read that fine print, because it says almost anything can cause a positive response with this test. And that's a subject for another time. The thing I want to hit here is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, we have over 200 podcasts. And there's one podcast in particular. You can, if you go to the podcast search bar and just put in flu, F-L-U, just put in flu, you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. It's a great podcast on how to get yourself through the winter season, the cold and flu season, in one piece. And it's our suggestions as to what you might want to consider. And it's what I'm doing, especially based around a product called Immuplex, I-M-M-U-P-L-E-X. I took three of them this morning. I don't have the flu. I don't want the flu. I'll be taking three of these a day until probably the first light of spring starts to show up and we have warmer temperatures. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about that, but I also want to talk to you about gluten, because that's a question I keep getting all the time. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next, and I want to concentrate on the flu, and then I want to concentrate on gluten. Be right back.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Gressy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days, unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And again, the thing about the flu, it depends on what degree your immune system is responding to what it's come across. You can't get away from viruses. You can't get away from bacteria. They are everywhere. And so, I don't know if I should use the term big pharma, but the pharmaceutical companies that sell the drugs to mitigate the symptoms of cold and flu, not cure it, of course, just mitigate, want you to believe that you're this innocent, helpless victim and you caught something. But don't worry, we have something to stop that runny nose. We have something to stop the watery, itchy eyes. We have something to stop the cough. You don't want to stop these things. These things are the process of your body cleaning itself out. Now, those drugs were effective for drying up the sinuses and suppressing the cough, but you'll just stay sicker longer because your body isn't going to say, oh, here's a drug. Maybe I should stop detox right now. No, it's going to continue to detox, and now it has to detox that drug. So the symptoms of what you're trying to suppress will just continue on longer. Whereas if you let this happen, and you're going to lose your appetite, so you want to stop eating, period. Drink some good organic teas, preferably non-caffeinated. And if you have to sweeten it only with some honey, a little bit of honey. I had several cups of chamomile tea during this experience, and I drank it without any sweetener, because the sweetener suppresses the immune response. We'll have to do a show on that sometime. But in any event, a lot of the things that you have been programmed into thinking is sickness is just your body going through its normal house cleaning. We do it in the spring, you know, we kind of do it before Christmas or before fall in our houses and whatever, and your body does the same thing. And it's a process of keeping us alive, keeping us healthy, so we can enjoy the fullness of life that we're designed to do. Now, I'm going to move over into the product that I recommend that I take. I take three of them in the morning before I leave the house, called Immuplex. You can get that at orders that you just email, orders@forbiddendoctor.com. And say that you want the Immuplex, and the staff will get a hold of you. Or you can call 801-523-1890. That's 801-523-1890. I guarantee you that's the best price you'll find anywhere for Immuplex. Now, in the podcast that I mentioned at Forbidden Doctor, what to do before, during, and after the flu, I am doing what's before the flu, just three a day. If you start to get the flu, you're going to get up to probably six a day. But interestingly enough, it can build to nine a day. But here's the rub with the flu. Once you think the flu is over with, this is where a lot of people can get a secondary infection. You know what? I think I need to spend a little time explaining that. Why some people get a little sicker a few days after the flu is over that they thought they left behind them, and why they actually get a little bit sicker following a relief of the symptoms. I think you'll find this pretty interesting. And then that's when you could be taking anywhere from 9 to 12 of these Immuplex a day. And I guarantee you, within 2 or 3 days, you're back on your feet, back to work, back to whatever it is you were doing before this so-called flu showed up. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large, injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election results continue. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott wins big and tells Fox News President Biden has delivered a pay cut to Americans.
8 months, over 8%. Devastating impact for people who grew up like I did in a single parent household working paycheck to paycheck.
As the numbers sit this hour, the Senate is leaning Democrat as they have gained one seat in a 48-47 race. On the other side of Congress, the House is leaning Republican, 199 to 172. These numbers are not final and continue to be counted. Georgia's Senate race between Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock, about 1% separation with 2% remaining to be counted. In Nevada's senatorial race, trailing most of the night, Republican Adam Laxalt has taken a 2.5-point lead over Cortez Masto, with 72% counted. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, why would you get sicker after you started to feel better once the flu started to leave behind, or the cold, or the sore throat, or anything else? This is where a secondary infection shows up, because your immune system, trying to detoxify the house and keep this growing viral presence, or this continuing, or this growing bacterial presence at bay, or destroy it, or finally get it back down to where it's no longer a threat to your health, has exerted tremendous amounts of energy. It's consumed a lot of energy inside the system. And so at the time you start feeling a little bit better, like, oh, sweetie, I think I might be ready to go back to work or go back to school or whatever, your immune system is at a low at this point, even though you're starting to feel better, because it's just, you know, like a battle in a military situation. You know, after the battle is over and you've won the battle, you're not ready for another big battle like the one you just fought. It's going to take a while to restore, you know, the ammunition and restore the troops and get everything back together for another battle. Same thing with your immune system. And sometimes if it's weak enough and you are in a situation where you're exposed to some things the average person may not be, you can get a secondary infection that's even worse than the first. And I'm talking about pneumonia. That's particularly when pneumonia shows up. Usually, you don't just get pneumonia. usually what's going on is you've gone through something prior to that that's weakened the immune response, and the pneumonia bacteria or the viral pneumonia elements are in your lungs anyway. They didn't just show up. It's there all the time. For instance, I could take 100 people and I will find strep bacteria in the throats of every one of them. But none of them have strep throat because their immune system has kept this at bay. It's not like there's the strep bacteria hiding in your closet, and when you weren't looking, it just jumped on you and attacked you and made you sick. I mean, it's silly. So almost every viral element that's out there on this planet, almost every bacterial agent on this planet, is in your body in very small population groups because the immune system keeps it that way. And it's only when you begin to be weakened to some degree that the immune system begins to be weakened in its response, and that's the secondary infection I'm talking about. That's why the podcast, What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu, is so important. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, search under podcast, What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu, and if that catches your attention, the things that I suggest there that you might want to at least have in your medicine cabinet in case you do get sick ahead of time, you can get it orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, a couple of things about gluten before we run to the end of the program here and I tie up with Doug again. I have adult onset celiac disease. How many times have you heard somebody say that? Oh, I'm gluten-free. Oh, I have to stay gluten-free. I always thought bread was a nourishing staple. Well, when it's properly prepared, and I'm talking about bread now, when bread is properly prepared, which means germinated and fermented, wheat bread was once the staff of life. And it nourished thousands of people or millions of people for thousands of generations. But in recent years now, this has become the cause of a lot of digestive disorders, autoimmune disease, and other things. Now, how'd that happen? Back in the 1970s, wheat producers in the United States changed over to a hybridized wheat kernel. You know, just leaving behind the old heirloom variety that our ancestors had consumed for thousands of generations. And this genetically engineered hybrid contains significantly higher levels of gliadin, which is a protein that's commonly found in wheat. So these so-called food producers continued to grow it in masses. And after the harvest, they will then fumigate this stuff with mercury to prevent organisms from eating it while it, you know, lingers in storage for months. Then they refine it, and in the refining, they remove any valuable nutrition. And for good measure, then, they'll spray in a few synthetic vitamins, and then they spray in potassium bromate, which is toxic to the thyroid and other organs, and label any loaf of bread made with this processed flour as enriched. What a joke. I mean, you feed me frankenfoods loaded with chemicals, and then you try to tell me it's enriched? I mean, that's like taking $1,000 out of my pocket and sticking six Monopoly dollars back in there. Do you feel enriched? So I talk to my patients who have developed this gluten, or it comes from gliadin, the protein gliadin, this gluten sensitivity, to avoid wheat products that are derived from hybridized wheat kernels, which is almost all of them. You know, if they ever travel to Europe, where the bread is still derived mainly from original heirloom wheat varieties, they won't have any problems. And they almost never do. But when they come back to the States, they think, oh, I got over my gluten sensitivity. And they erroneously believe they've been healed from this gliadin sensitivity, and they try eating the bread manufactured here in the U.S., and they get sick again, and it triggers all their symptoms all over. I had that experience a few years ago. I wouldn't say I have a gluten sensitivity to the degree that I avoid bread, because there's some breads I'll eat. But I remember when my wife and I went to Florence for a week to just see all of the incredible things we learned about in humanities classes in college, at Florence being the seat of the Italian Renaissance, not Rome, Florence. And I remember having pasta dishes there, and I'm thinking, boy, I don't know, I shouldn't eat this. I never had one moment of digestive distress the whole time I ate from the restaurants in Florence, Italy. And when I came back, I thought, oh, I guess I'm over that. Nope. Nope, the first good dose of pasta, once I returned, I had some serious indigestion that went on for about 2 or 3 days before it was over with. So, honest bread makers still use the heirloom wheat kernels, and they prepare them in a way that our ancestors did, which was the staff of life for them. I mean, you can find such bread makers through the directories listed at the Weston A. Price Foundation. Just Google that. Weston, like it sounds, W-E-S-T-O-N, Weston A. Price Foundation. They'll tell you where you can find the bread makers that use the heirloom wheat kernels. And these bread makers properly germinate the wheat kernel, fermenting them with naturally occurring probiotics and healthy yeast cultures. The bread, and then the bread is baked under natural heating conditions that actually produce rather nourishing loaves filled with nutritional factors, minus all those toxic chemicals that are, you know, that our bodies, not the chemicals, but the real good bread that our bodies crave. And this kind of bread is absolutely rich. It doesn't need to be enriched. And when you look at a study of the wheat anatomy, you know, the wheat kernel, like a lot of grains, have three parts, the bran, the germ, and the endosperm. And the bran and the germ is where the essential fatty acids and the minerals and the B complex and the fat-soluble vitamins, including the entire vitamin E complex, is located. And we need many of these nutrients to support our bodies in the process of effectively metabolizing the endosperm, which has the starch and the gluten proteins. So a lot of my patients, after they've come to the clinic after having consumed refined wheat products for years, and they're just having all these problems, the long-term consumption of the endosperm alone means they've developed deficiencies of the nutrients that are found in the bran and the germ. And it's the bran and the germ of the little wheat kernel that's removed during the process of moving from whole wheat to white flour. You know, that's just, you know, like you've been diving for pearls and you come back up to the surface and most of the air's gone. As soon as your head comes through the water, for some reason, most of the air's gone. You've lost the whole purpose of the germ and the germ and the bran in the first place. It's quite a remarkable achievement that technologically they've been able to do that because people want white bread. And it's been bleached. And it's been sprayed ahead of time with mercury and bromate in order to preserve it. And the gliadin-rich hybridized wheat that we have now was done by the food, so-called food producers, to give you the kind of bread in a bag in the supermarket that you get in a restaurant. I think you can follow me on this. Now, Dr. Royal Lee, the founder of Standard Process, in the midst of these big changes back in the 50s up through the 70s, put all these missing food factors that have been removed from the good wheat, bran, and germ into wheat germ oil. Now, if you're old enough, you know wheat germ oil has always been promoted for energy, for strength, for vitamins. That's why the wheat germ oil I use is the Standard Process wheat germ oil. Again, available at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And I, who do I give this to? I give it to anybody that's dragging, anybody that's lost their sex desire, sex drive, anybody that's lost their get up and go. Because a lot of the precursors for sex hormones is found in this particular form of wheat germ oil. Now, if they had left the bread alone, or left the wheat alone, then that supplement wouldn't be necessary. So it's just kind of interesting how the food industry, like other industries, is concerned about the bottom line. They're not concerned about your health. Well, they talk a big story about how this is better than that, or this isn't as bad as that. But they're interested in the bottom line. It's just like the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is interested in the bottom line. And with all the things that have come to the surface regarding the tricks that have been played at the FDA and the CDC in promoting all of this stuff about COVID, you know, who are you going to believe anymore? The only thing you can believe is the things that kept our ancestors alive and healthy, and they ate from the earth, or they ate something that ate from the earth, rather than from large food manufacturing corporations. So it's just something to keep in mind as we're going to start moving more fully into the holidays. And why, you know, I told you there's two major reasons for the cold and flu season. The big major reason is the sun is lower in the sky and your body isn't making enough vitamin D. And you need vitamin D for a strong immune system for a number of reasons that I've talked about in the past. But then again, it's all the sugar that's going to be in your diet, starting with Halloween that recently passed, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Just loaded with sugar. I know you can't avoid it. I'm not going to avoid it, but I'm going to try to be very, very careful as to the volume that I consume. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish the program that we got going here today. And I just get a kick out of always talking with Doug. It's always a lot of fun. You can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts. There's more than that now with Ken and myself, and you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So, Chrissy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens Find Rx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. Go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay, so we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because not apparently this is a problem. Like eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert. And so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it. Talking about the horny toads that are out,
yes,
you know, out in the desert. But
yeah,
back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia, well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And yeah, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
And other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes. that are loaded with these toxic materials that, and if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it, like a snake with the
snake or something. Yeah,
so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out, you know, I mean, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah. Right.
Well, mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. Rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the forgettable doctor? No, what's the forbidden doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. Forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds of,
we have
things.
A podcast. We have a we podcast do. Called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season. Is, you know, it's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple-demic or whatever the ridiculous
thing. Yeah, triple-demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
it. Oh, sorry.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, in flu, just write in FLU, and you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu, because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system, they're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, gooddayhealthshow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack besides listening to the program. It's very, he's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were outside playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or the country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In young people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks.
All kinds
of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.